It's really good to be here. It's still good to have you here. What we've been talking about the last couple of days is that this whole story Bracken read today, really what was this one paragraph. And the story includes, therefore, the cleansing of the temple and then the Jews asking Jesus for a sign, and then Jesus talking about the ultimate sign. So remember what's happening here again is that when Jesus goes to the temple, which is the place where people went to meet with God, where God and man would come together. But it was a place of sacrifice. And they would each bring, this is particularly the Passover, they would each bring either a dove, if they were poor, a pigeon, or they would bring a sheep, or if they were even wealthier, an ox. It was supposed to be unblemished. But the way it was working was that no matter what they brought, the Pharisees would reject it, because they would say it wasn't clean enough, wasn't unblemished enough. And therefore, they would sell them an animal. That's what the money changers were doing there. They would sell them a better animal so they could make a better sacrifice. And they were making money, and the people were losing more, but they were being told that what you've brought isn't a good enough sacrifice to earn that place of you and God coming together, for you to be able to worship him, for you to have an encounter with him. And so it's a place where they were reminded and reinforced that if you're going to have a relationship with God, if you're going to know his nearness, if you're going to be a worshiper, then you have to perform. You have to pay a price for it. And therefore, it leaves you with a sin consciousness. Because if you live that way, you always think you didn't pray enough or fast enough, or you'll read some book by somebody who prayed more or fasted more, and you think that you can't have what they have in terms of their experience because you haven't offered enough. And so we still do that in the church. And so Jesus came to cleanse all that. Jesus came, when he showed up, he was trying to say, look, now that I'm here, relationship with God is not based on what sacrifice you make, what performance you make. Relationship with God is found in me. And so when he answers the Jews' question about the sign, he's reinforcing that. So we're just reinforcing some things we talked about the last couple of days. But when the Jews, therefore, when they answered and said to him, what sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things? Doing what things? Cleansing the temple. Stopping the Jews from having the right to demand that you offer a better sacrifice to earn the place of fellowshipping with God. Wow. And so Jesus said this to them. He says, destroy this temple. Now he's telling them, you destroy this temple. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. Now, the interesting thing is when Jesus said this is just sort of extra. There are places in the New Testament where it says it was the Father that raised Jesus from the dead. There's one place where it says it was the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. And here Jesus said he raised himself from the dead. The whole Trinity was involved in the resurrection of Christ. Point being, God is one God, but three persons. He's God, his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when one's at work, they're all three there. But Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And the Jews answered and said, it took 46 years to build this temple. You're going to raise it up in 3 days. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Interesting, in chapter 2, at the end of the wedding in Cana, and that the miracle had been performed, it says in verse 11, this was the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana, Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And so we just see this thing happening with the disciples, and it happens with us, is that our childlike faith, we don't get more faith, but we do get it more. And therefore, childlike faith emerges more. And so they believed, they were followers, they believed more because of the miracle. But in terms of this, his resurrection, so they believed what the scripture said, and they believed the word he had spoken. Now understand this. So think in this way. Jesus is not just saying, if you destroy this body, I'm going to be raised from the dead. Jesus was saying, think in terms of what the whole context, the cleansing of the temple, the confronting, the whole telling people you had to earn your way, have a perfect enough sacrifice, the business of sin consciousness, which is what the church is still involved in so often, making people feel guilty, manipulating them, telling them they're going to be spiritual, got to do this and do more of that. And it was sad. And therefore, we don't teach the grace of God. And what Jesus, when Jesus said it's finished, it's perfect, he meant it. Christ came, when Jesus was born, he was both God and man. See, the Trinity, when we describe the Trinity, what the church has described as the Trinity, is one being, one substance in three persons. Not three separate gods, one God in three persons. But Jesus is one person with two natures, 100% God, 100% man. So Jesus was both God and man. The point being is that in the person of Jesus, God and man are brought together. In the person of Jesus, man enjoyed all that God was, and God enjoyed all that man was. In the person of Jesus, all that man has belonged to God, and all that God has belongs to man. All happens in the person of Jesus, because he was clothed with our humanity. And what Jesus was saying was not just about his resurrection. He was talking about a resurrection of a whole new humanity that is one with God, that is reconciled to God in his person, in his risen physical person. Jesus forever is the God-man. And our union as humans is in his humanity. And so therefore, our fellowship with God is in Christ. And God's fellowship with us is in Christ. In the resurrection, the scripture talks about through his blood, we were reconciled. The person who was of the separation between God and man and the offense of the broken law was all satisfied in the death of Christ. He died as us. And therefore, he as you took your penalty for the broken law. He as you crucified the separated, non-reconciled person who's at enmity with God. And you were raised up in Christ, God, him still human and God, but as a new creation that in Christ is now reconciled to God and is joined to God in his person. Jesus is saying, destroy this temple and the whole new temple, a place where God and man come together, where nearness has now been taken care of, where intimacy is taken care of, where relationship with him is taken care of, where no performance is necessary, no sacrifices are necessary, not even a sacrifice of you doing better, trying harder, trying to earn a place. You can't get more place than this. You have Jesus's place. And Jesus is both the mediator between God and man. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And in his resurrection, a new temple, a new meeting place, a new place of fellowship, intimacy, was raised up because he's both God and man, and that's you're in union with that humanity, and you're forever relationship. And therefore, you can't ever lose it. You can't unearn it. Jesus can't separate himself from himself. But the intimacy and the nearness that you long for, Jesus has already taken care of that. He's brought God and man together in him. And therefore, this is what we have to come to believe. Therefore, because you're one in union with God, the Father and Spirit in the person of Christ, then all that he is, you own. And all that you are, he owns. You both dwell in him and he dwells in you. So the issue of you surrendering is just simply you coming into agreement to something Jesus has already taken care of. Yeah. He's joined you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. He's joined you to God, and God, all that you are belongs to him. Mm-hmm. But all that he has belongs to you. You with me? So the issue of surrender, the issue of getting closer to God has already been taken care of. We just have to believe that. Open our eyes and see it and say yes to it. Because everything that you might have ever longed for in terms of, oh, I would love to have that person's relationship with him, you do. You do. It's already there. You have to cultivate it. You have to cultivate it. Open your eyes and celebrate it. Believe it. It's been taken care of in the person of Christ. Because remember, if Christ is both God and man, and he represents all of humanity, then God and man have come together in the person of Christ. That's the new creation that was raised from the dead. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.